This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 29 people were killed when a 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday, just days before a tropical storm is expected to make landfall. And Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was mobilizing all available government resources to help victims in the affected areas. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the quake was about 125 kilometers or 78 miles west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and widespread damage was reported. The prime minister declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country. Videos posted to social media showed collapsed buildings near the epicenter and people running into the streets. People in Port-au-Prince felt the tremor and many rushed into the streets in fear, although there did not appear to be damage there. The number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the United States hit a record high of just over 1,900 on Saturday, as hospitals across the South are stretched to capacity fighting outbreaks caused by the highly transmissible Delta variant. Delta is rapidly spreading among the unvaccinated portion of the U.S. population and has caused hospitalizations to spike in recent weeks, driving up the number of pediatric hospitalizations to 1,902 on Saturday, according to data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Children currently make up about 2.4% of the nation's COVID-19 hospitalizations. Kids under 12 are not eligible to receive the vaccine, leaving them more vulnerable to infection from the new, highly transmissible variant that they were earlier in the pandemic. Numbers of newly hospitalized COVID-19 patients aged 18 to 29, 30 to 39, and 40 to 49 also hit record highs this week, according to CDC data. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani held urgent talks with local leaders and international partners on Saturday as Taliban rebels pushed closer to Kabul, capturing a town south of the capital that is one of the gateways to the city. The United States and Britain rushed in troops to help evacuate their embassies after the militants captured town after town. As U.S. and other foreign forces that have backed the government withdrew, many Afghans have fled from the provinces to the capital, driven out by fighting and fearful of a return to hardline Islamist rule as resistance from Afghan government forces crumbles. The Taliban took the capital of Logar province on Saturday, a day after the insurgents took the country's second and third biggest cities, and claims to be close to capturing another town close to Kabul. American troops have begun flying into Kabul to help the evacuation of embassy personnel and other civilians. Protesters marched in cities across France for a fifth consecutive weekend in what could be the biggest demonstration yet against rules compelling them to show a COVID-19 health pass for daily activities. Since last Monday, citizens have been required to show the pass in public places, proving they've been vaccinated or have recently tested negative for the coronavirus. And after a week of leniency from police, the government has vowed to get tougher on health pass checks. The number of protesters started four weekends ago with 114,000, jumping to 237,000 on August 7th. This Saturday, authorities estimate 200-plus rallies and 250,000 demonstrators. But a majority of French support the health pass, surveys show, and vaccination rates jumped after Macron unveiled his health pass plans last month. Almost 70% of all French people have now received one dose, and about 58% are fully vaccinated. Russia on Saturday recorded its highest daily coronavirus death toll for a third day running as the country continues to struggle with the Delta variant. A government tally shows 819 fatalities over the past 24 hours and more than 22,000 new cases. Russia is the fourth worst hit country in the world in terms of cases, and since mid-June has been fighting the aggressive Delta variant. The new figures bring the total fatalities to 170,000, the highest in Europe, but experts say that's an undercount. And nearly 2 million Japanese people are being urged to seek shelter as torrential rain triggers floods and landslides in western Japan on Saturday, leaving at least one dead and three missing. Authorities in seven regions issued their highest evacuation alert as the weather agency reported unprecedented levels of rain in the area. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.